This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden will be on a global stage later Thursday and throughout the weekend after a better-than-expected showing by Democrats in a few U.S. states in midterm elections. This as Republicans edged closer on Thursday to securing a majority in the U.S. House of Representatives, while control of the Senate hinged on a few tight races. At a news conference, President Biden says a Republican wave did not materialize.
I thought we were going to do fine. While any seat lost is painful, some good Democrats didn't win the last night. Democrats had a strong night. And we lost fewer seats in the House of Representatives than any Democratic president's first midterm election in the last 40 years. And we had the best midterm for governors since 1986.
President Biden is scheduled to leave Washington Thursday for the COP27 climate summit in Egypt, an ASEAN regional summit in Cambodia over the weekend, and the gathering of G20 major economic powers in Indonesia next week. Peace talks between the Ethiopian government and representatives from the country's Tigray region have been extended, AP correspondent Karen Chames reports.
The latest round of peace talks that are taking place in Kenya are continuing past the deadline as military commanders work on disarming Tigray forces. The ongoing talks follow a signing last week of a permanent cessation of hostilities. There is still concern, however, about when other forces who aren't part of the deal will withdraw from the Tigray region. The conflict is estimated to have killed hundreds of thousands of people. I'm Karen Chamas.
The World Health Organization is calling for a massive influx of food and medicines into Ethiopia's Tigray region, saying desperately needed aid had not yet been allowed in following the ceasefire deal last week between both sides. For more on these and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Spain is to send Ukraine two more Hawk surface-to-air missile launchers on top of the four it has already dispatched to counter the Russian invasion, the Spanish government said Thursday. Madrid, at the start of the month, said it was sending anti-missile and air defense systems, including four Hawk missile launchers and an Aspide surface-to-air missile system. Her ministry said 64 members of the Ukrainian military would be trained in the central Spanish city of Toledo starting next week on deactivating explosives, mine clearance, and sharpshooting. Experts say the prices Americans pay for goods and services continued to increase in October. AP correspondent Donna Warder reports.
When the Labor Department gives its report on October inflation this morning, economists surveyed by the data from FactSet believe it will say that consumer prices jumped 8% from 12 months earlier and increased a sharp 0.6% from September to October. The United States has been struggling to control inflation, which was accelerated by shortages of supplies and labor during the pandemic, a burst of consumer spending fueled by federal aid and cutoffs of food and energy after Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and such punishing inflation is giving the Federal Reserve little reason to ease up on its steadily raising of interest rates. Donna Warder, Washington.
The possibility of an economically devastating railroad strike in the U.S. has been pushed back into early December to allow time for engineers and conductors to vote on their agreements with the freight railroads. This will also give the industry more opportunity to renegotiate with two unions that rejected their deals last month. The railroads are offering the biggest raises workers have seen in more than four decades, but they have resisted union demands to add paid sick time. Paris commuters faced severe disruption Thursday morning amid the latest union strike that has shut down a large number of metro lines in the French capital. Most Parisians were aware ahead of time and found alternative means of transport, although city buses were largely functioning. Unions continue to demand inflation-related salary hikes and are due to hold a protest march through Paris Thursday afternoon. Some 10,000 UK civil servants on Thursday voted to strike in the latest industrial action to hit a country racked by a cost-of-living crisis. More than half of members of the public and commercial services union working in 126 employer areas voted to strike, exceeding the 50% threshold needed to trigger a walkout. Facebook parent Meta is laying off 13% of its employees as it contends with faltering revenue and broader tech industry woes. Via remote from Washington.